The shiur, usually Friday morning, Bederach Klal, is on the blot that we're learning, the Gemara, sometimes on the Parshas HaShavua, Yana D'Yayma. Deviating from the normal, I would like to speak about something that's actually not the normal. The natural occurrence of the solar eclipse that's going to happen this Monday afternoon. The Metzias, why it happens, how it happens, that we're going to leave for the experts, the Mevinim. We're the best place, totality, that's its own parsha. I would like to focus this morning's shiur, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, on the Divrei Chazal, Lagabe in Eclipse, and the Rishonim and Achronim. We'll begin with the Gemara. The Gemara is famous, but I think people are only familiar with one line of the Gemara. It's kedai to spend a couple of minutes to go through the Gemara. There's a few shittas in the Gemara. Familiar yourself. The Gemara in Sukkot of Chavtes Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Bizman Shachama Loika, which Pashtus means an eclipse, what's happening now this Monday, Shachama Loika, the sun is going to be covered. Zokti Gemara, Simin Ra Lachola Oilam Kuloi. It's not a good simin, which Pashtus means that somewhat Rachmana Litzlan, Pranius is going to come. It's a Simin Ra. And the Gemara gives a mashal. The Gemara says, a melech makes a party and he puts a torch to light up the party, and then he gets annoyed. He tells his servant, take the torch away, and it gets dark. In other words, let's close up shop. I'm not interested in the party. That's the mashal of diminishing the sun in the middle of the day. Zokti Gemara, it's a simin ra l'chol ha'olam. So technically, this sheet in the Gemara, l'chol ha'olam, the first sheet in the Gemara, l'chol ha'olam, includes Klal Yisrael as well also. But that's the shita, it's l'chol ha'olam kulay. There's another sheet in the Gemara, Tanya Ramei Reiber, another three lines later. Kolzman Shah Ma'iris Loiken, Ma'iris Rashi later says, the moon, the stars, Simon Ra, Lisoineim Shal Yisrael, and Rashi explains is referring to Klal Yisrael. Why? Like the Gemara brings a mashal, Rashi explains that when a Rebbe comes in cheder with a stick, so who's the one who's afraid? The one who's malumad who usually gets hit. He assumes that the Rebbe's after him. So Klal Yisrael is malumad b'makas for the reason, because the Eibishter wants us to be good. So Mela, weiter, it's a simen ra l'soneim shal Yisrael. Would this mean also the solar eclipse? Is the Gemara Ramei also referring to Likui Chama? It's a machloikas achroinim. The Marsha understands this Gemara that it's not referring to the Likui Chama. The Marsha says, if you take a look later in Rashi, Rashi says, Ma'oiros, what does Ma'oiros mean later? Yereach v'kechavim. So Mamelu, what the Gemara says, when these Hama'iris, these Aliki and the Ma'iris, it's not referring to the Likicham, it's not referring to the solar eclipse, what's happening this Monday. The Idoch, the Aruch Lener, says no. Later, Rashi explains that it's talking about the Yereach V'Kechavim, but now it's also talking about the sun as well. So we actually have a Machloikis, Pshat in the Gemara, the Marsha and the Aruch Lener. In the Ramei, when Ramei says that Likui Hamo'iris is a Simon Ra, Rachmon Litzlan to Klal Yisrael, is it also referring to the solar eclipse of Likui Chama? There's yet a third sheet in the Gemara, and this is the more famous part in the Gemara. A third sheet is Zokti Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Bezman Shachama Loika. When there's a solar eclipse, what's going to be happening this Monday? Simen ra lo yivitikichavim. It's a simen ra to the goyim. L- Levana loike simeralis aneim shall Yisrael. And if there's a lunar eclipse, that actually happens more often, a lunar eclipse that the moon gets covered means that it's blocked, that the sun can't give it a reflection. If there's a lunar eclipse, that's simeral, l'saneim shal Yisrael, why? L'saneim shal Yisrael, for klal Yisrael, why is it like that? Because the Yidin go with the Levana. We cheshben, our month, bayadim, everything goes with the Levana. So memel, if there's a likui Levana, it's not a good simon for klal Yisrael. Mashenkin, the sun, the goyim go with the sun. So if there's a likui on the sun, a solar eclipse that's happening this Monday is on the sun, it's a likui on the sun, the mail it's a simon ra for the goyim. What's the pshat in the other manda omar or manda omrim that say that when there's a solar eclipse, a likui chama, it's a simon ra, even rachmana l'tzlam for klal Yisrael? What shaykhs does klal Yisrael have to the sun? So in Chasdei David, a Svard Shagadl from the early was Nifter in 1790, he says that Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael also has Shaychus to the sun, even though our calendar is a calendar based off the moon, but there are things that we go with the sun. Right now, we're in the month of Adar Sheni, a leap year, Ibiyar. Why is it like that? Even though we go with the Levana, but we add in another month because Pesach is Chodesh Aviv, spring, which is a season based off the sun. So even Klal Yisrael, it's true taka that we go the calendars with the Levana, these things that we have shaychus to the sun. The same thing is also in davening, the Saint Talamater. When do we start with Saint Talamater? It's not a Hebrew date on the calendar, it's December 5th, 6th, but that's also based off the sun, the seasons of the year. Another teretz I saw brought is based off the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says, Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Ein Pranius Ba, Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. So even though, meaning to say is when there's something happening in the world, there's an earthquake on the other side of the world, it's Ela B'Shvil Yisrael. Good, so Simen Ra would mean is that Pshat is that Klal Yisrael has to understand. What does it mean, Ela B'Shvil Yisrael? That Pshat is Klal Yisrael has to do tshuva. If not, it's a Simen, something is going to happen. When the COVID coronavirus started in December, it was started in China, before it came to the United States. Reb Gershon Eilshin gave a shmuz in the yeshiva, Zatzal, and he said that you have to know, Ein Pranis Bo El B'Shvil Yisrael. Originally, when it started, November, December, was something that was something abstract. It was in China, Santa Santa, Monda, Zach, there's a virus, they're wearing masks. Al Kaponim, Le'in Yoneinu, even though it's something that's Shaychus to the Goyim, Ein Pranis Bo El B'Shvil Yisrael. So, Be'etzim, it comes out that these, for sure, the first sheet in the Gemara, maybe even the second sheet that the Gemara says, what, these an eclipse, a solar eclipse, it's a Simen Ra. But Lamaisa, we don't have to be afraid. The Gemara says we don't have to be afraid. The Gemara, right afterwards, the Gemara says, with a Tanai, Ubizman, she Yisrael, Oysen, Ritzayne, Shel Makoim, Eimis Yarem. We just have to learn from this whole eclipse that's coming about to be Mischazik, Oysen, Ritzayne, Shel Makoim, and Memela, Eimis Yarem, you don't have to be afraid. This whole Gemara, Bekitzer is born in Rashi al Atayr in Parshas Bereishis. Just read Mamash, it's Rashi in the Pasuk. V'hoyu le'oisais, Zakt Rashi, Kishama oiris loikin, Simin rahu le'oilam, to the whole entire world. And Zakt Rashi, V'oisim ritzoyna kadosh baruch hu, Ein atem tzrichim lidik ben aparanias. So we have to make sure to be oisim ritzoyna shalmakai. It's kedai to mention that a little under 1,000 years ago, in the year 1044, now we're in 2024, 1044, one of the Rishoyim, Rabbi Yechiel Beroima, he was the father of the Aruch, he wrote up a slichas or a piyut, however you want to call it, based off the pasuk, what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah that we don't have to be afraid if we oisin retzayda shalmakam. So he made a piyut. I have it over here. With each one, each piece over here brings another chelik of the pasuk. Speaking about, you know, the inyan, this that of a solar eclipse, Rakapan, the Gemara says that we don't have to be afraid if Oysen Ritzayda Shalmakai. This is an important question to discuss, to try to clarify. And this is a big, big discussion in the early Achroinim, the emphasis in the Rishonim already. And the Apikorsim went to town with this Shaila. The Gemara says, if there's a likli achama, if a solar eclipse happens, it's a simen ra, which would seem from the Gemara, and that's also why we would understand it's a simen ra, is if such an interesting thing happens, it means to say is that either the world has to shape up, Klal Yisrael has to shape up. The Shaila is, this is something that's scheduled in the calendar. They know exactly the next one is in 20 years. They know what's going to happen up until the end of 6,000 years. They can look back and they see that there was a solar eclipse 40 years before Churban HaBayis. This is all calculated. So what does it mean? The Gemara says that if a Likul Chama happens, it's a Simen Ra. What does it mean it's a Simen Ra? It's here. It's something scheduled in. Simen Ra would mean that the pshat is that ki'ilu, like what we would understand, ki'ilu by a rainbow, that a rainbow comes when pshat is it's his mom, that the world is supposed to be nechrav, and the Ebusha said he's not going to be machrav in the world. A marble comes a rainbow. But here it's something that it's in the teva oilam, it's built in. And what apakarsim ki'ilu, their tainu was, as you see it, Chazal didn't understand the Teva Ha'olam, because Chazal understood it just shows up every once in a while to be Ma'ira, they have to do tshuva, as opposed to that's built into the system, into the universe, that's what happens. It's Teva Ha'olam.
The
mashal
that the Gemara gives sounds like it's something that's happening right now also. The Melech is part of this Karvan Torch. That also sounds like it's not.
Very good, very good, very good. He's saying the Lashon, when the Gemara brings a mashal that the Eibusha says, that the mashal, the king says, take away the torch and make it dark, would seem like there's something, because koyas, there's something going on. And just to be machazik your question, the Gemara later says, we didn't go, there's still more Gemara, but the Gemara says afterwards that the four things is why, these four reasons why Likul Chama happens. Zok the Gemara, b'shvil arba dvarim, not likui chabachlal, these likui b'shvil arba dvar ma'oiris likin, which would sound also the same thing that the four things that the Gemara says is why likui acham, the likui happens.
It says in Dikta, Mabit l'sevta v'rakad masach, the Hashem knew what would be, there's right to mechasha that.
So we'll see be'erach the line, let's get to that in a minute, that's nichla, you'll tell me if this is the third teretz, what we're going to say, very good, that. Let's get to it in a minute. You'll tell me if this is what you mean.
The reason I heard was not so happy with this.
With what? Veisachresh. This is a big Indian. But you'll tell me in the third teretz could be, this will be this Nakuda. The first teretz, the Maral Be'er HaGoyla has a long Mamash Arichas Gadol, goes through the Indian Stark and Taki's Shoilu, this thing that if you think, if the Apikorsim think Chazal don't know, he goes through Bariches Gadol. The first Teretz is brought in Rishonim, Dakedas Yitzchak, a Rishon, and also in Yesod Olam, also a Rishon. That it's the Gemara is not referring to the eclipse, the Gemara is referring to Misa Tzedikim. It's referring to Misa Tzedikim, and that taka is a simen rav. Tzedikim anifter, likui achama means ketzei sashem eshpik v'rasa, it's referring to tzedikim, and if tzedikim anifter, it's a simen rav la'olam. The second teretz in Yaris Tavash, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, he says that when the Gemara says Likui Chama, the Gemara is not referring to an eclipse, a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse. That's not what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to something else. Sometimes there are dots, blotches on the sun, on the moon. I saw pictures, they're bringing in these Svarim and books that came out for the eclipse. They bring such pictures. Obviously, you have to know how to find it. I don't know what telescopes, I don't know how, what, when, where you come about with it. What'd you say? You have taken pictures? Yeah. You could mamash see. Good. See, you don't have to just come with the pictures. You could take a see it, but it means you knew they were saying about it, so you knew to look out for it. You just stam saw it stamazai. So Lamaisa, I saw they brought that the last time it happened was Taka in 2017, and then it was 30 years before. It happens. It's not always there. It happens. So the Yaris Tavash understands that when the Gemara says Likui Chama, the Gemara is referring to that. The same thing Levano also. So that Taka is something that shows up without a schedule. It's not in the calendar. You can't know when it is. It's interesting that it came out the same time as the Likui Chama. But it's not something that's scheduled in, and that's why it's a Simen Ra. Or this pshat, it's Mizbar. The Gemara calls it Likui Chama. What's the English translation? Likui. That the Chama is getting hit, or however you want to understand. The Ramon Tiras Chatas says that really there's a difference in the understanding of Likui Chama and Likui Levana. When there's a solar eclipse, the only thing that happens is that the sun is blocked. The sun is b'chol ha'toikif. Nothing happens to the sun. The sun is as strong as ever. Narvas, the moon, crosses over and blocks the sun. Zokter Ramah and Teres Chatos, Mashenkin by the Levana, there the likui, the moon taka takes a hit. Why? Because when the earth blocks the sun and the moon goes dark, it's covered. Meaning to say is Taka the moon is not shining. So it's like these chilak likui chama just means that you don't see the sun. Likui levana means that the sun the moon is not working. The moon takes a hit, the sun doesn't take a hit. But with the Yaris Tavash that we just said now, likui chama really is referring to both. The likui levana both. When there's these blotches on the sun, on the moon, that's called likui. Lastly, the third teretz, and could be that's along the lines you're referring to, Zokta Archa Shulchan, the Ben Eshchai, Avada, it's known when the Likui Chama is. We know exactly to the minute, to the second, to the location, how much it's going to be, exactly in what place. Avada, everything is known crystal clear. It doesn't mean that we don't know. Of course we know, but it means it's a zman that's, call it, so to speak, mesugal aparanius. Just like Pesach is coming, it's a zman chiriseinu. Pesach, we know when Pesach is, we know when Pesach next year is, and in 2 years, it's going to be Tesvav Nisan. Pesach is a time for these hashpah, these are time, it's a time, zman chiriseinu, and Adar is a time for Simcha. Zokte Aruch Laner, when these solar eclipse, it's a Simen Ra La'olam, it's not because something that happened then. It's a time that it's Mesugal then, it's a Simen Ra. Tibi Miyashev, the Apa Karsim said that Chazal didn't know. He said it's Merumbas in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bizman Shacham Aloika. The Gemara could have just said, Kishacham Aloika. No, Bizman Shacham Aloika means these designated times. We know exactly when it's going to happen. Bizman Shacham Aloika. We know. Chazal knew. The Gemara says, Dalad Varim causes a solar eclipse. Zakta Aruch Laner, it just means to say, not just, it means to say, that if because of these four reasons would be enough to cause that a solar eclipse should happen, the Hainu Azman Paradis. But it happens whenever it happens, and like what the Gemara says, that it's a Simin Ra. Avada, like we saw, the Gemara says, Vizman Sha'isin Ritzoy Nishal Mokoyim, there's nothing what to be nervous about. Just to go in real briefly and quickly, two, three possible halachas. There's a halacha by the rainbow. The Mishmura brings the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says that if somebody sees a rainbow, you're not supposed to tell people about the rainbow. Why? Because you're not supposed to be moitze diba, say bad things. You're not supposed to tell people. I just left out one tiny thing. We're going to go back to Aruch HaNer for a second. The third teretz to Aruch HaNer was that Chazal knew, and even though they knew and it's a designated time, it's still Simin Ra. Either the Aruch HaNer or the Ben Ishchai, one of them bring, the Ben Ishchai is a Ben Yo, he brings that the Ramban ala Torah by a rainbow, just I remember to go back to it, it's a simen toiv, to say that the Ebishte is not going to be macher of the world. But he says, how could it be that it's a simen toiv, the rainbow, there's a system when it comes. It's not like the eclipse that we know when it's going to come exactly, but there's a mahalach. So the teretz is, avad, it's a built-in mahalach, but the same you say it also, in the built-in mahalach, it comes at a time when it needs to be more that the world's being saved. Mamela, the same thing over here also. The eclipse is built in when it's going to be, in the Teva HaBriya. However, that time is a time, so to speak, that's Mesugal, it's a Simen Ra. Akapana, back to some Prate Alochis. By a rainbow, you're not supposed to tell people that you saw the rainbow. Not to be Moitzidibo. So the Shaila is, how could you tell people about the eclipse? It could be you're going to tell me, you don't have to tell anybody, everybody knows. And the emes is that Rav Nevetzal from Yerushalayim, Zal Gesundsein, in his tshuva says that it's taka cholik from a rainbow. A rainbow, if you don't tell the person, he doesn't know. It's not like in the calendar. Here, everybody knows. Why does everybody know? Because it's in the calendar. It's very clear. This coming Monday afternoon, there's going to be a solar eclipse. In another 20 years, it's already in the calendar now, there's going to be a solar eclipse. So Mela, it's not considered being mafarsim, you're telling somebody a davar ra. If the kasha was that it's a davar ra, like the Gemara says, that it's a simin ra. Looking at the solar eclipse, so fashteitzach, avad, the person has to make sure to only look with proper glasses. If not, it's a big sakana. The halacha is, the Mishmura brings it, the halacha is by Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a Kabbalah Inyan, it's brought in Sefer Chassidim, he brings Rav Meir Halevi and the Shla, that a person's not supposed to look at the Levana. You look once at the Levana before you make the Bracha, and done. You're not supposed to look at the Levana. So what's over here, everybody's going to be looking up, everybody, a lot of people are going to be looking up to see the solar eclipse, where you're going to be looking up and looking at the moon covering the sun. So it could be it's a Kabbalah thing. Only legabe kiddush levanach veisnisht. But I think the teretz apashat is that when you look up, you're not going to see the moon. It's just going to be covered. It's going to be dark. Ha'ara. Lastly, do you make a bracha on likri achaba? It's a fascinating thing to see millions of people are going to be traveling to see totality. Do you make a bracha? It's not brought, not on Shas, not on Rishonim, and not on Poiskim. So if it's not brought, you don't make a bracha. You do not make a bracha. And in Archas Rabbeinu, they bring, it happened, I forgot what year, the stipler said you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? So I saw from the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Igris Kodesh, Chelik Tezvav. He says that since it's a Simin Ra, you don't make a bracha on a Simin Ra. it's just to explain a little bit more.
But Ra, we do.
Oh, very good. If something bad happened, the Gemara says, "Kashem shemavarchan ala toiv, kach mavarchan ala ra." Here, first of all, it's something like the he says the, over there in the Igris, he says that it's a bad thing that's gonna come. If something came, Kashem shemavarchan, die in Emes. But here it's something that's gonna come. Va'oid, what's the bracha that you're making? Something bad happens, it's dynamis. Here the bracha is oisam aisa bereshis. It's taka oisam aisa bereshis, but it's something that's really showing, telling us a davar ra, you don't make a bracha. And I was speaking to an uncle of mine yesterday, Ramosha Friedman from Toronto. He told me that he saw it brought this same yesoid from Chaim Kinevsky as well also, that the reason we don't make a bracha is because it's a simen ra, like we saw the Gemara in the beginning of the shir. So first of all, the Lashon HaBracha by a rainbow is a different, it's a different bracha, but I don't know also if you can make a bracha. First of all, it's 24 hours, maybe something, it means the next 6 months, and when is it shaykh to know what came, what didn't come. I just want to conclude in the Hashkafa Shabbai, whether people are going to go out to look, they're not going to go out to look, they're going to travel 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, they're going to fly to wherever the path is of totality. I just want to conclude this shiur with a Chafetz Chaim. There's a story written over here in the days of the Chafetz Chaim that there was a solar eclipse, and the night before, after Meir of the Chafetz Chaim clapped on the bima, and he said, Rabboisai, the Gemara says, Toiv Loleches, people go to Chasanas, people, Rachman Atzlan, go to Levayas. So the Chafetz Chaim, tomorrow there's going to be a solar eclipse, and the reason why it comes is to show the world, to show the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, to show everybody that the Eibishter is the Boiru Manigas Kol Olam. Don't make no mistake that Ki'ilu, the sun has a power, the sun goes and happens. The sun could be diminished as well, also at least covered, black, it becomes dark in the middle of the day. And the Chafetz Chaim, at least the way they bring it, they say is, he said that the Olam should go out. The Olam should go the next day. It was Tuesday night. Tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, there's going to be a solar eclipse. Everybody should go out. They bring it over here that he said that it's a mitzvah to go see. Moiru de Gazach, to go out to see a bria that the Eibishter made, the solar eclipse. The Metzius, it's fascinating. I'm just saying over the story, I'm not saying people are middle seder, I'm not paskining anything, I'm not telling people to travel a few hours. I just want to share the musig of the Chafetz Chaim. How they bring it, it spread like wildfire, that the Chafetz Chaim is going to come to this maimed, is going to go out tomorrow to see the eclipse. Became a whole matzav, the Olam was looking at, they bring over his shivri, schuches, glasses, you know, to look, to see. And Radin, a little derful, a little town, became bustling, like they're right over here. It became, when they went out, we'll get to that in a minute. Anyways, at the time, Rabbi Naftali Trop was there also, and he said, Rabboisai, don't lose track. Of course, you're going to go out to see. He says, Medarfnish cooking, you don't have to look, Medarf Zen. In other words, you have to understand, when you see the solar eclipse, what is it coming to tell us? That he's a boy, real manig, whatever lesson, but make sure to take out a lesson from it. L'maisa, they went out, and the way he describes it, the chatzar at yeshiva looked like an observatory. He's full of people looking, but not with telescopes. They were looking through the glass, and they saw the solar eclipse. And then the Chafetz Chaim, when they came back in, this is how they bring it, the Chafetz Chaim once again said, now everybody sees that the Chama is not the Ki'ilu, a Koyach, a God, but it's all a Chelek of the Yitzir Nivra of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We should be Zoichet to have a takeaway from the lesson, whether we see it, we don't see it, we know about it, to know that the whole entire world, everything that was created, everything that was that's happening is all the Yetzir Nivra of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Have a wonderful Shabbos.